time, we'll move to the renewal of superintendent employee contract. Superintendent of School, Dr. Susan Fazio-Jarvis, was appointed to her position effective July 21st, 2014. Her current contract expired on June 30th, 2016. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the board's recommendation on renewing Dr. Sue Jarvis. Savaglio-Jarvis. I am really off on this. I apologize.
Dr. Sue.
I'm trying to be formal. It's right there. Dr. Savaglio-Jarvis. Jeez. And I'm not dragging it out. And I want to say thank you for your hard work on the district.
Mrs. Stevens, can I ask that you read the entire recommendation that's printed? Because it has that extra piece in there. So I'm going to ask before we...
Thank you.
Okay.
Before we second it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for pointing that out to me. Okay, so it is recommended that the board approve the renewal of superintendent's employment contract for the period of July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2018, with the option of a one-year extension through June 30th, 2019. Good?
Do we have a second?
All right.
It's been properly moved and second. Any discussion? I'd just like to say I have been on this board for 4.5 years, and I've sat under 3 superintendents while on this board, and I am honored to serve alongside Dr. Sue Savaglio-Jarvis. She is honest. She is fair. She communicates effectively with this board, and she works extremely hard. I only have one directive for Dr. Sue. Actually, I have 2 directives, and I think the board will agree with me. She must take vacation days.
Mr. Savaglio?
That's the first one.
Make her do that.
And the second one is we have to find a way to add something into her contract, board, that she is not emailing after a certain time in the evening and in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I go to bed and read an email. I wake up and there's an email. I start to really wonder, does she sleep? And then I did talk to her husband, and he confirmed that she does sleep, everyone. I will tell you, he has confirmed. But in all seriousness, she works extremely hard for this district, and you are highly respected in not only Kenosha and our district, but nationally and statewide. And now I know nationally people are definitely noticing KUSD because of Dr. Sue Savaglio-Jarvis. I know today you were out of the district and representing us at CESA 1, just always on the go. But I do mean that about those emails and that sleep. But thank you, Dr. Sue, for just being a wonderful person, being true to who you are, and just being a wonderful individual. And I really it's a pleasure working with you. Lights are all over the place up here. I know I made you guys want to speak, huh? Mr. Fakulski?
Dr. Sue, I just wanted to thank you for your hard work and your high-level professionalism. And really, I've been impressed with the way you rebuilt trust. I think, you know, when you came, trust was at an all-time low in this district, at least from the time I've been around this district. So it's really been great to see all that hard work and to see that pay off, and that the staff and the community has responded well to that. And just thank you for, you know, always having solid advice and giving us good information so that we can make good decisions. Thank you.
Mr. Kunich.
Just echoing what Mike said and what Tamara said, I think, you know, when people look at this contract, they're going to see some changes in there. And I just want to reiterate that, yeah, I am trying, because 8:15 was mine. So
8:10.
So, no, honestly, I mean, there are some changes in there, and they're well-earned and well-deserved, you know, going into this. I mean, you've proven yourself. And we appreciate it. I think to put up with 7 diverse personalities here and 7 different opinions and, you know, people venting and whatnot, not easy. And so I appreciate it, and I just want the community to know it's a tremendous job that you do. And we're going to tell your dad on you if you email. So, all right.
You see how I threw that in there so her dad could hear
Wait
us.
Wait a minute. The real issue is I take after him. So that's a problem.
Oh, no.
He started it off.
Oh, gosh. That's where it all came from. Mr. Garcia.
Dr. Sue, I just wanted to say,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I just want to say congratulations. You deserve this contract. I just want to say, since I came aboard, and you have echoed through the community before I even was elected to school board, you came up with an open-minded with the Hispanic community, which that's very important to me and also the community. And I found out that you've been communicating with the board and communicating with the community and communicating with the staff. You have such a wonderful staff that a great leader comes from a great staff that you have. And you have echoed through the community, and I want to thank you for everything that you have done for the community.
Well, I started thanking you. And then I realized I better read the motion completely. Thank you for reminding me. So we can make it extremely official. But I just want to thank you. It's been a pleasure working with you. Your energy level is spot on for this job. I mean, you got to have a lot of energy to do this job. And I've seen several superintendents over the years, as you know, from serving, going into my 10th year on the school board. So, and your level of communication, I don't mind those because I know how it is. Sometimes you just wake up and you go, I got to send that out. But I can see where your staff might get a little tired trying to keep up with you.
No, Rebecca.
Just kidding. No, thank you for your hard work and your dedication to our district and our community as well. Appreciate it and look forward to working with you moving forward.
Mrs. Stevens, 3 a.m. is never acceptable.
I know.
Mr. Wade.
Where does one begin? I can't top what everybody else said, but just on a personal note, in my 35 years of my other career, I've had the experience of working with administrators, chiefs, if you will, and you are by far and away the best organized leader that I have ever run across, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And also, I want to thank you personally for putting up with Tarek's and my sense of humor on occasions. It is really...
yours is out there.
Well, thank you.
I have until 8:10, so Mary, take your time.
No, I have to add my thanks as well. And I think one of the strengths I want to add to what other people have said, besides putting up with the seven different personalities that you have to work with, and changing. I mean, the board is changing. We know that. But you show a great level of respect for each one of us. And I've worked with you for many years in different roles. But as a superintendent, you show a great deal of respect for anybody who comes to you with an idea. You do the research and information, so decisions are based on data. You try to present everything to us, and I greatly appreciate the work and the effort that you do and the kind of respect you show to board members and our community and our students, because all of us are interested in that. That's what the goal is, and you keep us focused on that goal. So thank you.
I'll just say I'm truly humbled.
We have a motion on the floor, Dr.
Oh, you do? I can't. Okay.
You have to wait to after the motion.
We have a motion on the floor.
Then you can speak.
All in favor, please state by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, Dr. Sue Savaglio-Jarvis.
Please go around and shake everybody's hand.
Be all hugs. It's truly humbling. And people ask me, how do you do what you do? And I just say, because it's the people, the boots on the ground, as they say. This job is truly about the people in the schools, in my leadership capacity. It's their dedication and determination that keeps me running as fast as I can. So maybe they need to slow down so then I can slow down. Let's shift it. They're like, all right. But I truly appreciate your thoughts and very humbled. And again, I've never, any job that I've done, it's because of the students and the staff in this amazing, amazing district. That's what keeps me running. And I want nothing but the best for our staff. And it's that emotional piece that you just, because you care so much about the quality of who we work with. We are truly, truly blessed to have amazing community, amazing staff, amazing students. And boy, that makes the job easier. And that's why I continue to do what I do. It's really not about me. It's about my service
to our community and service to my team, because they work just as hard trying to probably keep up with me, but it's their commitment, and you guys hit the nail on the head earlier. Without a fantastic team, this would be really tough. This leadership team is dedicated, extraordinary, top level, and we should be, again, very honored to include them in this recommendation for all of us moving forward together. So thank you to everybody, and thank you. Very humbled.
Thank you, Dr. Sabago Jarvis. I told her she needed to get up like we do with the awards and walk around and shake everybody's. We should do the official. We should stand up. That's what we do. I am. Leadership, you'll get an email of thanks at about 3 a.m. You know how it goes. Well, this concludes our...
Are you sure there's no other...
Motion to adjourn.
No other business.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I object.
I know. So we have been betting about how long our meetings take, and so we all have times here. So that's why we're all trying to... The ones that are after 8 o'clock are kind of holding on, but we do have a motion on the floor to adjourn, and we are now adjourned. Thank you.